Hey everybody, welcome back to Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
Down on the Florida Keys. You ever heard that song, dude?
Down in the Kokomo.
We'll get there fast and we'll take it slow.
Name the movie.
That's where. Oh, Weekend at Bernie's.
No. Is that it? Cocktail.
Oh, Cocktail.
Cocktail. That's the voice of
Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah, happy to be here, dude. And I'm happy to, I don't want to say we got some sexuality.
I want to call her a cougar, but I don't think is that insulting?
You know what? I know. I don't think a cougar is insulting because
she's of a certain age.
Yeah, I mean, a mountain cat is something that, you know, you might feel risky around, but cougar is something that, you know, countless men still want to be intimate with.
Right. So we're talking about Alexandra Paul.
Yeah.
Who you will remember from Baywatch.
Baywatch.
She played Stephanie Holden for 5 or 6 seasons of that. And the Baywatch movie's coming out,
yep.
Which she is not in, but her character is played by an African-American younger woman.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to talk to her about her thoughts on these sort of things.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean,
she's cute. She's very pretty.
Very pretty. And she was kind of, I remember the, like, kind of smarter kind of looking Baywatch.
The non-blonde?
Yes.
She was. She was like the brunette amongst blondes.
Yeah, she was one of the 4 non-blondes.
And then ergo, she was smart because she was not the blonde.
However, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's very true. But that being said, she's very sweet and seems very smart. But I also remember her from Christine, the Stephen King movie.
Unbelievable.
But she's been
she was
in
that.
Yeah, she was the girl in that. Like, she not Christine, that was the car.
Yeah.
But the girl.
Dang.
So we got Alexandra Paul here.
Now I'm eager to go back and watch this.
So we can't get anybody from the Baywatch movie.
Mm-mm.
Fair enough. So we'll get someone from the Baywatch TV show.
But what's somebody from the Baywatch movie? Some of those, I mean, someone would be great, yeah. But someone was going to be like, you know, I mean, it's just going to be a bunch of PR.
That's true.
I want some history.
That's true. But if Zac Efron came in here, like, I'd come in here.
Ugh,
like, God. You wouldn't be able to control me.
Ugh.
So Zac Efron... Don't come in here.
We're gonna reject your offer, Zac Efron.
Have you seen the posters with that and like the pictures of him with that body? It is ridiculous.
What
it's
body?
Not even human. His.
His own body?
His own body, but it's there's not an ounce of fat on it. And it's ripped and it's bronze and it's
I like just... a little fat on my body, man.
Oh,
I
you
like
do?
A little prime rib.
You
yeah.
Do?
You know?
So okay.
I like something that's got a little ass cheek on it, you know?
What if here's a question.
Butt City.
Going back to the Baywatch girls, who was your jam? Was it Pamela Anderson? Nicole Eggert? Wasn't she one?
Nicole Eggert was my jam for sure.
Really?
One of my old roommates dated her for a while.
Nicole Eggert?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And dated Rivers' daughter.
Joan Rivers' daughter?
Rivers? Yeah.
Okay.
So there's 0 degrees of separation between those two ladies now. That's for sure.
Good to know.
All right, guys. Well, let's just get her in here, dude. I'm sick of listening to you.
Sick of looking at me, huh?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, Miss Alexandra Paul.
Above. Dude, man, I feel like it's my birthday right now.
Why?
Because I got my loot crate.
Oh, I got my loot crate, too.
You did?
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever gotten it.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't too familiar with it before they started this. I opened it up. It was like a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
It had all these cool like toys and memorabilia, and they're all kind of revolved around different themes and franchises, movie franchises. You know, I'm a big movie buff.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Big time. So let me tell you what my favorite thing in this one I got.
Okay.
I have a Predator bottle opener.
Oh, really?
You know when I like to drink, I want to be a predator about it.
Oh, you turn into a predator, so, dude. Definitely, bro. Especially if you're around a young men's
Stop
college.
It.
Yeah,
no,
but it's
no.
true, though. Well, because last month's theme, I think, was investigate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, each month they have a theme. And Loot Crate is like a box of basically like rare collectibles and goodies that comes into the mail.
And it's a surprise. You don't know what you're going to receive when you open it each month.
Right. So if you have like a family member or a friend who loves like nostalgia or different, like I got a Wolverine character thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I got a, they had this Jurassic Park. Like,
oh yeah, I got that one too. It's
oh,
like
did?
A Jurassic Park sign that says like this is electrocuted or something. I put it up in my bathroom.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh yeah, well, I guess you could get electrocuted in the bathroom easily.
Well, I was just doing it jokingly, not really.
But I'm saying if you're like curling your hair or something, you drop the thing in the shower.
My hair.
Whatever.
You do.
Well, you I do might something actually. To that hair. It is looking beautiful.
But it's really exciting. It's actually something like, I don't know, how often do you get to open the mail and be excited about something that could be in there?
Yeah, so like if you have a friend, family member that likes Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, Destiny, Goonies, any of those kind of franchises,
yep,
then they're going to love this experience.
Jurassic Park, the X-Men stuff. This theme, I think the theme for May is Guardians.
Ooh.
And one lucky subscriber, because you subscribe to this,
mm-hmm,
will also win a Mega Crate featuring a premium format Groot figure from, ooh, Sideshow Collectibles that stands over 22.5 inches tall, as well as many other prizes.
Wow, that's taller than my baby cousin, actually. So that would be beautiful to have. Yeah, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. If you go to lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter the code Theo, you'll get 10% off a new subscription.
Hmm. Yep. So you subscribe, and it's, from what I recall, it's over a $45 value in each crate for less than $20 a month for the subscription. Ooh. So it's fun. And now I want, for our audience, right, I want you guys to not only sign up and use the code Theo for 10% off, but I want you guys to get in contact with us on social media and mention what you're looking forward to each month.
That's right. So check it out. Loot Crate, LOOTCRATE.com/allegedly. Enter the code THEO to save 10% off. Go grab your subscription, support Allegedly, and now back to the show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And Theo Vaughn.
Theo, what's wrong?
Well, I just saw on the scores pad here, it has Matt and then the word winner written under your name.
Well, who wrote that? Must be by art from our guest. She might, I mean.
And then Theo doesn't have anything written under his name.
Well, that's because you might be the super winner.
Oh.
We haven't figured it out yet. So we're just starting at a very high bar.
I like
this
that.
Podcast already. Everyone's a winner, but somebody's going to be a super winner.
There you go. That's the voice of Alexander Paul, who's here.
Yay.
Who you may
Thank
know
you
from
so much.
Baywatch back in the day, and lots of over 100 films and TV projects, and the Lifetime movie queen. Yes, you've
yes.
done a lot of Lifetime movies.
Oh gosh, yes, I have.
That's awesome.
I have, and
that's
I love
a good
that
thing.
By the, oh yes, I do. But I was just in Jersey this weekend, and I had at an autograph signing, and people were coming up going, "You're on Lifetime all the time," and we don't have a TV, so I don't see
wow.
Lifetime. So I have no idea.
So you just go do your work, and then
yeah.
and it's out there.
Yeah.
You may need stock in the company. Like they should give you part of it if you're on all the time.
Well, you know, they should hire me because they've actually never hired me directly.
Really,
it's just the films that I'm in get bought by them. So I think people hire me because they know that if I'm in their film, there's a bigger chance they'll get bought by Lifetime. But Lifetime themselves have never hired me, and nor I've only auditioned for them once.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Must have went well. You're still
That's
working.
Right. Well, no, or it sucked, and they're never going to hire me. But they think, who's that woman? She's got the same name as that woman who had a sucky audition.
All right, quick game for a point then. I'm going to say Matt and I get to make up fictional Lifetime movie names, and whenever somebody doesn't get a good one, then that person loses.
Okay.
Okay? I'll go first. Not Without My Daughter.
That's a real movie.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and
no
it
idea.
Wasn't a Lifetime movie
no,
either, so I
no
think
idea.
I think you lose right
oh,
now.
Come on, dude.
It was with Sally Field.
Yeah,
was it really?
Sally Field. One of your favorite people, Sally Field.
Field or Fields?
That Theo had to host an event. He didn't know if it was Sally Field or Fields.
Oh, you know what?
Huh.
It's an S, right?
I don't know.
I don't
we
not
still
sure.
don't
so
know.
I think it's Field.
But I had to bring her up on stage. I was like, Sally Field. Really awkward, dude. Oh, worst day of my life. But anyway, I had no idea that that was one, bro.
It was about like someone who was trying to like was stuck
get
in like a
Persian baby.
Yeah,
back. I think her Iranian husband had stolen the baby.
What about this? Someone Else's Breasts. Is that a good Lifetime movie name? I feel like that's a good one.
That's good.
I'm very
trying to get hipper.
Yeah, there you go. I'm very curious
hip,
what so, the yeah. plot of that movie is.
Who knows?
Just walking around with someone else's breasts.
Well, no, it's probably there's a transplant that happened. And
oh, I
you got someone else's breasts on accident.
Like, yeah not without my breasts. So you can do that one.
I can tell what's on your mind.
I mean, sometimes the breast is, but I really used to, I mean, I was grew up on Lifetime movies. It was awesome.
I did too.
Yeah, because I love missing people and murder and treasure. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that your TV movies kind of alternate between like some kind of like Lifetime deceit revenge sort of thing and like apocalyptic
Sharknado,
a volcano,
volcanoes,
firequake,
yes
things like that. Ooh. Any combination of anything, they need to combine the two things together.
Yeah, because a fire's not enough and neither is an earthquake, so now they have
so now there's got to be a missing baby and like a revenge vengeful husband in that too.
Hey, I just did that one.
Oh, did you
really?
Yeah, it's coming out. It's called Perfect Baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But now I'm too old to play the lead woman.
Right.
So I play like detectives and doctors and things right now.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Is it interesting to evolve through like all of the characters? Because you probably could have started out as the baby. And then now you're like the female detective, like the CSI lady. What's her name? The CSI lady?
Marg Helgenberger?
Yeah, no.
That's her. Is that
yes,
her name?
Maritza Hargitay.
Oh, wrong series. Law and Order.
Law
they
and
both
order.
Went on for years and years though. Yeah. So both.
So now you're
but Mariska's still the lead and I have fallen. So
oh no. Well,
what's the last role then? I wonder. Do you ever think about that? What the last like what's the role where you're like, okay, now I've just gone through the whole evolution chain of roles.
So it starts a baby to like
you don't,
lead to detective
you mean
to what?
When you realize you've changed into another realm.
Yeah, what's that like, I guess? What's that like? Is there times where you're like, is that a moment that you realize yourself and accept, or is that a moment that like your agent or your manager kind of divulges to you?
I think it's sort of like everything. It takes a little longer for you to realize it than other people, or you realize it after it's actually happened and it's hard to see it coming. But I had a producer. I called a producer who had hired me a lot, and he's very supportive of me. So this actually did not hurt my feelings, although a lot of people just find it terrible what he said, which is that Lifetime said that I was too old to be a mother and too young to be a grandmother, so they couldn't hire me anymore.
Wow.
So, and I thought, well, you know what? Thank you for telling me the truth. I appreciate that. And now that's when I realized, okay, I do still play mothers.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
I would love for you to be my mother. I would die. Yeah.
Theo,
I'd go back to
I'm
school.
I'm subtracting points. That's funny, crazy.
I was hoping to date you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be your mother.
Dude, no, that's okay too. Not without my mother / date. That would be our Lifetime movie.
Okay, you haven't given us any Lifetime movies.
Yeah, come on. Oh, he's full of them. His whole life is them, it seems like.
Well, my life is a Lifetime movie. How about Fresh and Easy in Alaska?
What? That's a food advertisement, isn't it?
No, it's for douche.
Oh,
that's God. What I was thinking.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, no, I don't
know. Like a Massengill or something?
You just think Fresh and Easy in Alaska.
What?
It could be anything. It could
that
be a Christmas
cold.
Movie.
That sounds like a cold wash. Okay. That's not a Christmas movie.
It could be. All right, fine.
That's a gay Christmas movie if it is, dude. Only gay guys are like, bro, happy holidays. Have you seen Fresh and Easy in Alaska?
It's amazing. Yeah.
I like it. I would see it. But you
I'll
know,
star in it. If you give me a starring role in it, I'll be in it. And I won't play the third lead, though. Thank you.
There's no grandmothers and there's no mothers, but I'm thinking you two are going to be in it together.
Oh,
Theo
I could be in there, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be honored.
So what is Perfect Baby? Is it like on a mini scale, what is that? Is it like a Lifetime-y type storyline?
Oh, it's totally Lifetime. It's completely Lifetime.
Do you steal the baby?
But somebody else
does. You're the detective.
Steal
someone
the
steals the baby.
And pretends that they're pregnant and
it's not a man,
really,
is it?
No, it's not a man. They haven't evolved that far.
Okay, that's
too
much.
That's the next. Yeah, that's the
so
next.
I really want to have a baby, like really bad. And
yourself?
I'm like starting
like
to
physically? Like
no,
that,
not physically.
No,
but you're not getting ovaries, are you, dude?
Adoption process myself.
Because somebody was looking for ovaries on the internet.
No, I don't have any to spare.
Okay.
But part of my question is, or part of my wonder is, could I, like, as someone who's an expert in this kind of world of kidnapping babies, perhaps, could I get away with it? Because sometimes I do go to, like, I shouldn't admit to
you
this.
You shouldn't
but
say this.
There's been times when I'm like, oh, I want that baby.
Yeah.
But not in a real serious
because
way.
Because they're so cute. Because
they're so cute and I want one. And then I go, would I actually? And then I go down that path where I stop thinking about it. But
yeah,
I don't think, maybe I'm a
you could do it.
Movie.
People do it. I mean, you see it in the news.
Yeah, people do it. Have, yeah.
Black babies get stolen a lot. Asian babies get stolen a lot. White babies don't get stolen as much. Scottish babies, the least stolen.
That's not true.
It is.
You saw a study.
Scottish babies,
is that
yeah,
because
yeah.
the Scots are so honest or because nobody here in America, we don't like Scots?
I think it's hard to get to them probably for one. So geographically.
You need a boat and stuff.
So geographically, they're really, you
fresh
know.
And easy in Scotland. It's not as easy as fresh and easy in Alaska. All right.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, black and Asian children are just more like cute, I think. They seem to have a cute factor that's pretty severe.
So cute.
So yeah. as a detective in these types of movies, you would advise me against stealing a baby, correct?
I don't think it's a good idea. You, okay. In these movies, you never get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Or 25 years later, you get caught.
Oh, yeah, I
in real
that
life, that's what happens.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, I think the interesting thing is if a family gets a baby that's been stolen, mm-hmm. and then the biological parents find out, then what does the family who's raised, like, what's best for the baby?
Yeah.
Or for this now child.
Oh, is that a movie yet?
I'm sure there's been 10 of them.
What's best for the baby?
Yeah.
But
what's best for
Kevin?
In
Alaska?
What about who is my mother?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In Alaska.
Go.
Okay. So that Alaska, no. Everything? No.
Somebody wants to go on a cruise. This guy's trying to...
Sponsored.
Yeah.
So we were mentioning on our way over here, both Theo and I saw the giant Baywatch, as did you, Baywatch billboard on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. I saw it too for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of us did. How does that... What was
your thoughts? What was your thoughts?
I thought it looked great. I almost went through the red light looking at it. I was trying to find my character because my character is right. in the movie.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So played by Ilfinesh Hedera.
Right.
And I was thinking, which one is she? And there's two
brunettes. And there's a man brunette too.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that who it is?
Zac Efron's in it. That's why I almost went through the red light too.
Oh.
No, but seriously, what was going through your head?
And
was
another, right. There's another gentleman too who is... His character was not on our show.
Right. Yeah, I didn't remember that. I seen like, oh, this seemed like more of a funny character.
He's
they
the
were
comedic. Oh, the average guy that becomes part of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I read the script actually, and I think it's funny, and I think that it's well cast, and I think it's going to do very well.
Did you go to set, or were you a part of it in any way like that?
I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't.
Did
I
that
wish
offend
I could have. No, it didn't offend me. I just thought it'd be fun if you. Well, Hasselhoff and Pamela have cameos in it.
Okay.
And I just think it'd be fun to have more Baywatch people. So it's like spy the old Baywatch people, you know, if we were even in like as extras or something, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
But I read that the writers had not even seen the series. It was like a point of pride for them that they hadn't even seen the series before they wrote the script, which I thought was an odd point of pride personally, but
yeah, like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you
listen
can,
up.
Can you really capture Baywatch without watching it?
Well, this hasn't captured Baywatch. Oh. This is a comedy. This is a comedy.
Okay.
And you know, Baywatch was serious and we rescued people and we were heroic.
Oh yeah, nobody swam 30 yards out into the ocean better than you guys, I felt like.
30 yards.
There was nobody.
We did our own stunts too. We
really?
Did because the production couldn't afford to have stunt people and things.
Wow.
So.
Now they can't afford not to have them. It's all insurance.
Yeah, seriously.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Like if the rock sank.
If the rock sank. That sounds like a good Lifetime movie too.
Yeah.
If the rock sank.
If the rock sank, they'd be in hell.
So, okay, so...
It's so really I'm looking forward to it, and so I'm not a part of the production, but that's okay because I get benefits. Like maybe the reason you guys had me on was because you thought, oh, Baywatch, huh? Oh yeah, that woman who was on 25 years ago. Let's have her on, right?
25 years? Wow.
It's been 26 years since I first started, and I was on for 5 years. So
You still you look beautiful, and you seem like a sweet lady.
I'm angry that you're not in it. It actually bothers me a little bit.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're definitely
that.
Way better
you get a
looking
point
than
for
that.
Oh yeah, a point.
And I didn't rate actually. You kind of won for that.
That Lifetime contest.
Yeah.
Oh,
because Alaska.
No.
No. Oh, okay. Dude, you don't talk about Baywatch in Alaska, bro.
Baywatch in Alaska?
Come on, dude. Saving would have lasted people in four episodes. Okay.
They keep trying to get in the water and it's just ice.
They did actually working. Do an episode where they cruise to Alaska. I wasn't in it. I was off the show by then. But yeah, you know, wow. when you the show is on for a dozen years, so you run out of storylines a little bit. Yeah. So you got to go places like, we went to Hawaii several times, but then they went... thought Alaska we've never who'd well, have think
and then they did Nights Baywatch Nights
that's
right?
Baywatch Nights and Baywatch Hawaii
wow. You got to think of everything so it seems like this movie is a dirty movie
yes like, and that's another way raunchy it's different type. We didn't swear obviously because we were on television right. But we weren't even supposed to kill anybody and never point a gun because England, which was a big buyer of Baywatch, a lot of the demographic over there was very young kids watched the show and they didn't want to, you know, be a bad influence on the kids. Plus England, and they're not very into guns anyway.
Yeah.
But it had
to be. Well, it's hard to hide a gun in a bathing suit as well. Which is so you want to keep it believable.
Well, only in Hasselhoff. He can do it. Is that a gun, Mitch? But I imagine with these all the cast members that were there, it must have been kind of wild offset. Like dirty and not dirty like, you know, like,
yeah, you guys are all
dirty,
sexy.
You're all beautiful. I'm sure. Were you part of, you're all young.
This
were you like,
of, this, is your, this is one of your fantasies, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, probably.
David so Chokichi. My God. I used to have his poster or like his, like a Tiger Beat picture up on my wall.
Yeah.
But just to,
it had an extra beat on it, I bet, too, probably. Sorry.
But because I was closeted, it was because this is the body that I want to work out sure, to become. Dude. I swear to God,
that's
the
you
truth.
Would tell people?
Yeah,
that
that's
he was
the
your
truth.
Inspiration?
Yeah. Like, it's
well,
one,
David is
one of
my closest friends on the show, him and Jason Simmons, the Australian, and I will be sure to tell
yeah,
him.
Yeah, tell him. He gave me a lot of inspiration. Got me through a lot of workouts.
Yeah, I wonder how many, like, first, like, young men's crush that man was. I remember him being a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah, he's a very handsome guy. Yeah. All of you guys.
He still is. You should have him on. He's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah for
great.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Sold. You guys are all, you were all beautiful people. You know? Like, I imagine there you have stories. You have stories.
I have my own stories, but I'm not telling them because I can't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Oh, there's kissing involved. Ooh.
Yes, of course. What other, those are the stories you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kissing for sure, but also I just picture you guys like partying like crazy.
Oh
but,
no.
No.
No. When you talk
with Hasselhoff?
He's no, a, you
and
know
Pamela Anderson, those are partiers.
You know, it's really interesting. Well, for one thing, we worked from 6 a.m. to 6 or 7 p.m. Mm. Okay, so and then we would go I'll just talk for myself, but I'm pretty sure I knew what was going on is that we would go home and you know Pamela was dating David Charvet that
right.
And they actually were dating each other before they got cast on the show
right. Mm.
And the producers did not know at first that they were dating when they were cast
right.
So. And they were incredibly professional. You would not know that they were a couple
right.
By being on the set with them. They
wow.
Which I guess they decided that was how it was going to be because it wouldn't have been bad if they, you know,
right.
showed some PDA or something. But so, yeah, that was – so they obviously went party together, right. Went home together, whatever. Otherwise
– but does your kissing and telling involve Hasselhoff by chance?
No. Well, I kissed him a lot because I played his girlfriend
right,
on the
but
show.
But nothing else.
But no telling. In fact, I have to admit that when the whole hamburger thing came up,
The party burger.
And apparently he'd been drinking for years. I was amazed. I did not know. I had
really?
Never once, swear to God. Now, this might be because I never have drank. I've never been drunk.
Ever?
I've never done drugs.
Never been drunk.
I have drunk two glasses of wine in my life.
Wow.
Never been drunk. That could be a
good lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, that's true.
Never been drunk in Alaska sounds, that wow. almost sounds See? Insane though.
Yeah, with my Scottish baby.
Wow. Do you go to Al-Anon and stuff like that? Is that why? Or you just
no.
never chose to never drink? Well, that's amazing.
I just chose never to drink because I don't have it in my family or anything,
yeah.
But I just thought, why start something you're going to have to give up? That was my theory. That's why I never started coffee or...
Or Hasselhoff.
Or Hasselhoff,
you
right?
Can't
He'd be hard
up.
To give up. He's such a nice man.
Oh, yeah.
I
interviewed him
really,
once. He seemed he seemed awesome.
But he was married at the time, and I had a boyfriend at the time, and so it wasn't even... he's very professional, too.
And yeah. So you're saying because you maybe never drank, you didn't pick up on...
Yeah, oh,
the
that's
fact
right.
That-
I didn't pick up on... drugs or anything. I mean, you could probably do drugs. You know, if you don't do it, you don't see it. You hang out on this side of the room and then people here are doing it. You just don't look because you're having fun in that corner. Yeah. So, but I can tell you that I didn't see any drugs ever on the set or any alcohol on the set ever.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
So it was really, it was a real professional environment.
Oh yeah, completely. And a very, very, happy environment.
So when you saw the video, did you reach out or did
yes,
you feel sad?
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. He jokes about it with me, like, oh, she writes me a letter every time I'm in trouble. I do. I love him so much. I just think he's a wonderful man.
That's awesome.
And Pamela Anderson is, you know, I'm sorry, I can't give you any dirt.
No.
I really
dirt?
Can't
Look,
give you
is
dirt.
Really fascinating. No, it's really interesting.
Have you've seen the Pamela sex tape, I'm sure?
You know, I didn't watch it because I felt like it's totally fine for people to have husband and wife to have sex, and it's disrespectful to for me to watch it. I just felt like they're allowed to tape themselves, and who's the douchebag who stole it?
Right.
And I'm not going to
some pervert probably.
I'm not gonna do that. I didn't see the Rob Lowe tape for that reason either. I felt like he had sex. He didn't know the girl. I don't know. I don't watch people's sex tapes. I think they're allowed to make sex tapes, and I don't think we should watch them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I watch people's sex tapes either, actually.
By the way, as you mentioned, your character is played by, what's her name? How do you pronounce it?
Ilfinesh Hedera. I think that's how you pronounce it.
And she's African-American, right?
Yes.
How did you feel? I know that you were someone who championed for that early on.
Yeah.
For more diversity in the casting of Baywatch, right?
Well, on our TV show, which was in the 90s, we were so white and all the lifeguards were white, and we had Gregory Allen Williams who played the cop, but he didn't get the kind of camera time. And I was just very aware of how undiverse we were. And so I would talk to the producers about it. I love our producers. They're awesome. And they're the producers of the Baywatch movie too. But you know how white men just sometimes just don't know about, they just don't know because they're white men. So, well, you are white men. Maybe you know.
Yeah.
You're gay, so you have a little point for you. But
yes, well,
I'll give you a point.
He's
just
Southern.
Just because
so.
You're gay, I'm going to give you a point.
Oh, I got a gay point.
Yeah.
Ding. What? Sparkle sound.
Look, you came out with just already so many points. I got to give other points.
A gay point?
A gay point.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, that's what's wrong with America right there.
No, that's
gay point.
Oh, you don't like the
quota
system.
You get a point
system.
For being a gay?
Yeah. Well, you've gotten points for being white. Since you walked
Not
this
me.
Earth.
Not me. I've never had any white privilege. So no. Oh, never had it.
Okay. Well, I've had points taken away because
I've had it. Not in my life.
No, you haven't noticed it because
no,
you
I
haven't
never
been
had
stopped
it.
By a cop. You haven't
I have.
Been
I grew up, I mean, look, I grew up in extreme poverty right next door to black kids, and nobody treated me any different than them.
But
if any, they treated me worse than anybody, I feel like.
But she's saying you might not even be aware of it because you
dude,
haven't
no,
been in
I've
that
never
position.
Had it. I think a lot of people have had
even
it.
Now.
I don't know my
I don't have
right
any
privilege.
Today. I don't have any.
Well, I've certainly had points taken away.
Well, you know
from
what?
Me.
You bring someone on of color and you can have that discussion.
Yeah. No,
I'm a white
it's true.
Person,
it's
so
true.
I don't like, really.
I mean,
anyway.
And everybody's circumstances are different, too. You know, I don't believe that everybody has white privilege, you know? Right. I don't believe that. I never felt like I got anything because I was white. I felt like, if anything, since I was poor and white and that I was looked down upon and treated even worse because I didn't have anything, because my family didn't have anything, that people were like, oh, well, you guys are fuck-ups. You know, you guys are losers because
you
don't
get a quarter
have
pound because you're not a fuck-up.
There's another quarter.
You get another
you're up to
quarter
a half,
point.
Buddy.
Yes, another yeah. quarter point.
I was going to say, I've had points taken away from me for being gay. I know
from
you were
who?
Angry.
Yeah. Nobody.
Yeah. Who? The guy who beat me up and put me in the hospital.
When you were younger, too, right?
Yeah. One of our guests?
No, I'm not taking points from these people. I'm talking about in life.
Oh.
So I'll take a point where I can get it. That's not me playing the victim.
Take the point out there, bro. You don't get the point down here.
I'm saying that you were saying, oh, this is what's wrong with America. But it's because I have, and the reason I do get deserve the point is because I've had points taken away in my life for being gay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's hard to get work in this town when you have a Southern accent and you believe in Jesus Christ.
Oh,
so
geez.
That's true. Yes, you do. You do. That's very
it's
true.
Really hard to get work, but I don't get a point for that.
So what? I have the points for being Jewish. It's easier for me. Is that what you're
I think sometimes it can be easier. I think some things are easier for everybody. It'd be easier for me to probably get a job on a farm, you know?
Okay. Fair enough.
I think some things are just a little bit easier. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, anyway.
No, it's, listen, being easier is like, I mean, I feel blessed. I grew up in America. Oh my God, we could have grown up in other countries, you know, like Uganda.
Not without my daughter. Think,
we could have grown up in Alaska, right. First of all.
That's right.
Which is basically probably an uncomfortable
let me finish
America.
Telling you my story.
Yes,
so
okay.
Okay, sorry.
They, since my character was single on the show, then I got a nice crew of boyfriends throughout the show, which was fun. When Hasselhoff was marrying someone else or whatever, you know, we'd go in and out, Hasselhoff and I, on this show. So they actually came up to me and said, Alexandra, we've given you a boyfriend and he's Mexican. And I said, yay, that's awesome. And then I read the script and he's in a gang.
No.
And I said, no, you can't make him in a gang. That's not cool. And so they said, okay, we'll make him an ex-gang member. And then I sort of stopped. I just thought, you know what? It's their show. I did my part. And they cast a Native American in the part of a Mexican.
Oh,
I have
good.
No idea. You know, I mean, I don't know how that goes.
Wow.
But, you know, I just thought it was very funny.
When you were on Baywatch, were you getting hit up by, like, I imagine you guys are the pinnacle of television, beautiful women. I imagine like agents are calling you from other actors or something, like, hey, will you go on a date with so-and-so? Or people trying to set you up? Or was Hollywood reaching out to you to, like, date-wise?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who called you?
Casting couch.
No, not even casting couch.
You know what?
Like,
I was involved in a relationship for 3.5 years with somebody. I was already dating my boyfriend Andrew at the time for 3.5 years. So I was, I was taken.
But you weren't getting calls like James Caan wants to meet you, or you know, so and so wants to meet you, or things like that.
No, that happened when I was younger, but not during Baywatch. Maybe because they were like, let's go for those blondes.
Yeah.
You know? I was considered the smart one, you know.
Yes. Once you hit 18 in Hollywood, like, no adult men are really, you know, it kind of seems
old.
To be notorious.
I was in my 30s.
I do have a question from a fan who was asked, Louis Cardova wanted to know if you were ever pressured by the show to get any kind of enhancements or implants or anything like that.
Great. I wasn't. That's the question that I have gotten quite a bit. And here's the story, is that I was cast, one of the producers, Greg Bona, knew that I was a good swimmer because he swam at the same pool as I, but we'd never met. And that's why he called me into audition, because he thought it'd be an authentic lifeguard. And actually, I was a junior lifeguard when I was younger. So, and I was an emergency medical technician.
I've
been trained. So I was quite credible in that area.
Sexy.
But I didn't fit the profile of the Baywatch babe.
Right.
Which is actually to my advantage, because then people remember me.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Easy to delineate who I am. The only time that there was any discussion was when one of the producers came to the set with a Playboy centerfold of Elle Macpherson, and he said to me, "These would look great on you." Because she had, I guess she had breast implants. I'm not positive, but they weren't that large. And so, and I said, well, they would look great on me. Because I have no problem if other people want breast implants. I just didn't grow up with that ethic about breasts.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. It really took me by surprise being on that show and actually being considered lesser, less sexy, less viable, somehow less feminine because my breasts were small. I grew up in Connecticut. We never even thought about breasts.
They didn't have
size.
Breasts in Connecticut, do they?
Well, they do. They watched that TV movie that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And they made sure to
start. Not without my breasts.
Breasts in Connecticut is a good one, too.
Breasts in Connecticut.
Breasts in Connecticut.
Dude.
Right,
yeah,
after
no,
Alaska.
That wouldn't go over well because, you know, no one cares.
Yeah,
yeah, people
were
like, where? What is your reference point? But breasts in Florida, yeah, you're like, that makes
people watch that.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
I have another actual fan question. Crispo Melispo, doesn't sound like a real name, but Crispo Melispo, did the uniform make after hours bedroom appearances?
Oh,
in your life?
Gosh, you mean the red? No, not in mine. Not in mine.
You
no.
never put it on at home.
Well, we didn't take it home. So it stayed
really?
With wardrobe.
Who's the wardrobe guy? The pervert that held on to all those all night.
Wait, do you
well,
have
you know,
one?
It's interesting.
Now, like, did you get to keep one? Do you have like a...
You know, I didn't keep... I'm very honest. I didn't take anything from the set. Mm. And I know when we did the TV movie... We did a TV movie in 2002, I think it was, and there was strict rules that we couldn't take any of the clothes and none of the bathing suits. after the show, I think, you know, I'm a minimalist. I didn't want anything. Yeah. So I didn't take it. I didn't even think about, remember that I was on in the 90s. There was not eBay or any of this. We didn't have the vast internet, didn't have TMZ. The only three outlets were really, were People, Us.
And Macy's.
And, I'm talking about the Penny Saver. Media outlets, but yes. Media outlets were People, Us, and, you know, News of the World / Inquirer, those two. That was it. And so I didn't even think about.
Like a crazy rumor that ever came up and went around about you that you thought was just so amazing and bizarre and just befuddled you about how PR and that whole rumor mill and everything can work?
No, but I remember that when, you know, one of the characters, Jason Simmons, is gay. And he was not out then. So and he's one of my closest friends. So we were afraid the story would get out, then we just held hands and kissed and things on the set. And then there was, you know, some stories about that.
So it was a conscious thing that you guys did that because it was a different time.
And it was just fun to do, really. It was just like, well, they're here. Let's just pretend. So
Was he a pretty good kisser?
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm sure he's good all around. I didn't have sex with him, but...
yeah, I don't think you have to take it that far to get people to believe it. If so, Mr. Simmons, that is a solid move.
I'm sure he's a great... Yeah, I'm sure
so you great. You in your life have never did any kind of lifeguard fantasy with your husband or anything like that?
Really?
I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
You never had like your husband in the shower and you're like, oh, I'll help you or anything like that and you just
or
come
start
running
playing
in
the theme song and run in slow-mo?
My husband is so hot that we don't need to do fantasy stuff. I mean, he is amazing. It's his birthday today, actually.
Oh, really? Happy birthday. Uh-huh. So is he getting a present?
Happy birthday.
He already did.
Oh, hey, yeah, you seem a little tired today. I was going
to say. Wow, I find it fascinating that you don't have the bathing suit. Wow.
Yeah, no, I wonder how many have you interviewed anybody else from our show?
No, but I would assume that they, I don't know. I feel like I read stories all the time of like the person from Friends has this or whatever. Like they take something.
You know, I was given the watch that I wore and I still have it. And I had a lot of scripts and I have never sold them. I've given them to charities so that they can sell them. And they have my notes on it and things. And, you know, we've certainly signed a lot of scripts. But, I just wasn't thinking like that. Like, I have to take a date. But truly, I am a minimalist. So I really want the least amount of things. So I didn't take much paraphernalia.
What's one of the craziest guest stars you ever had where you were like, this is bizarre, you know?
Oh, yeah. We had Mary Lou Retton on, which was cool. And
that's very nice.
The Olympian.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we had... who's Andre the Giant? That was cool.
Wow.
Yeah, we had Great Balls of Fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
No, not Richard, Rick.
Pretty boy. He's like the Richard.
The founder of rock and roll.
Chuck Berry?
No. I can't believe no. I am. Yes.
Richard.
That's Jerry Little
Richard.
Little Richard.
Well, nothing says Baywatch like Little Richard.
we also had the Beach Boys on.
Oh, that's cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, they did a concert.
Wow, that's really cool.
And we
cool.
had Randy Travis and we had Richard Branson.
Wow.
Yeah. So there were fun cameos.
That's cool.
Sometimes they played themselves. He played himself.
He did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did I have to rescue him?
Because he's got beachy hair.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to break a record. And so it was like a shooting record or something, and then I think it went awry, and so we had to save them.
Did you guys ever put out like an album or anything? Do something wild like that? Never.
You have done your homework, haven't you?
Uh-uh.
No. I have a story about that. There was a Baywatch album.
Wow.
And of course, there's singers on the cast, like Gregory Allen Williams, who played the cop. He's a singer.
Hasselhoff
and Jeremy Jackson also toured with Hasselhoff. Okay, so they sing. So they were like, "Cool, we'll be on the album." So, but none of the women were. Step it up. So my manager got calls every single day saying, please have Alexander do it. And I would say, no, I don't sing. I'm not into music. I don't even sing in the shower. I like country music. I'm just the biggest dork when it comes to music. So I'm not going to do it. They called so many times. Finally, my manager said, why don't you just do it, Alexander? It'll be fun. And you can choose a country song. So I said, okay. And they said, they'll give you singing lessons. So I got singing lessons And we recorded this song that was written by Faith Hill. What? And it was a country song. And anyway, after I recorded it, I never heard from them again. They never called me, ever. And the album came out, and it sounds like a disco song because they doubled my voice.
Oh, wow.
And then they put a background in. And then, I mean, it was so funny.
So the beginning and the end of your music career.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, I don't feel bad about it because I told them I sucked. I told them.
Do you remember a couple of notes from it? I want a couple of bars from
this. Just let a few go by. That's all I remember is Let a Few Go By was the name of it. Let a Few Go By.
That's and that's not terrible. People that are drowning. Is it? That's not what it's about, is it?
I have no idea. It was 20 years ago.
That was funny, Theo. That was funny.
Good. Okay, thanks,
dude.
He gets a point for making fun of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, full point.
Dude.
I have so much that I want to cover, and we're running out of time, but I want to ask.
I know this is a great conversation.
This is a great conversation. She was in a movie, and I know you love your Stephen King movies. Mm-hmm. She was in Christine.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was the girl in Christine. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Dang, you're okay.
Yes. You mean I survived?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I survived. I killed Christine.
I know, but still, it's just so fascinating.
Wow.
I can't believe you went through that. Jesus.
That was
traumatic.
That was pretty much my first movie.
I love anything Stephen King. Loved that movie. Had such a crush on the guy,
John Stockwell,
had such a crush. He was like the all-American, like just,
wow.
And he was nice. He stood up for the kid who got made fun of, you know? And so like, I had such a crush on him. But you're a part of like Stephen King cinematic history in that sense. That's a pretty cool movie to be a part of, huh?
Yeah, and John Carpenter directed it. Yeah. And of course, Keith Gordon is so good.
You know
they're gonna
remake it
at some point. Actually, yeah, somebody has bought the rights. One studio's bought the rights for Christine, so they're going
to
remake it.
Because it's hot now to do all the Stephen King properties are now coming back around. Like, did you see the trailer for it? It's creepy as hell.
Is it a movie? Because wasn't it originally a series?
It was the TV movie was the original one.
Oh, it was a TV series.
This is
a miniseries?
A film.
Yeah, wow.
And it's scary as hell.
We had Tim Matheson in.
Yeah, who was in They Come...
Sometimes They Come Back.
Yeah.
Was there a film that you auditioned for that you like really thought was for you, and that if you could go back in time and have the opportunity to play a role? And not that the other person wouldn't get to play the role.
That's interesting.
You know, I'll tell you one that I got down to the very end was Flashdance. And which is so ironic because, I mean, I can't dance. But... I went to the dance auditions, I'm pretty sure, of Flashdance. But anyway, I totally screwed myself because I was in acting class at the time, which I took a ton of acting classes, of course, throughout my career. But I was in acting class, and it was all about being brave and trying something different. So me, just so young and stupid, I thought, well, I'll try something different and be brave in this audition. I made a choice that just... was that I was drunk in the audition, and it didn't fit at all with the scene. And so I'm stumbling around, and I'm sure the director, Adrian Lyne, was like, what is this girl doing? But I know that just...
Well,
I
thought you were
going to
say blackface. It's better than blackface. Like, if he had done blackface, that would have been really bad.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
That would have been bad.
But Latino face in a gang.
In a gang.
Might have been acceptable.
Another interesting fact about you is you have a sister, a twin sister, who actually did a TED Talk not too long ago, right?
Yes, I have an identical twin sister.
I
want
to listen to it. What's it called?
It's...
The book was called... Her book is Gutsy Girl.
Gutsy Girl. And her name is Caroline Paul. And it's... it was a TED Talk on the TED Women stage. And she's amazing, my sister. She has another book coming out, too. So she's very prolific. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know
that. Very proud of her. Yeah. And actually, on Christine, it was my first film in Hollywood, so people didn't know I had a twin. So she came on the set, and they dressed her up as I, and she went and shot a scene in my play.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Did you get to see it?
Well, her foot is still in the movie, because we chose a scene where there wasn't dialogue,
right.
Since she's not an actress.
That's Did she have better feet than you or something?
No, I just wanted to fool them. And so it was a joke on the director and everything. And actually, in high school, I had switched with her, so that's why we were getting back.
Wow.
So,
that's cool.
But yeah, there's
a cool
great
experience.
There's a great still of John Carpenter, the director, looking up at her. She was in The Bulldozer at the very end when the bulldozer's creaming the Christine,
And he's looking up at her very quizzically. And I asked him later, I said, why were you looking like that? And he said, well, you just seemed different that way that day. The way you said hello was different. So he had a sixth sense about.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You've been in some real cool.
Wow,
I mean,
what a neat career you've had so far.
She's in Dragnet with Tom Hanks and Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen.
Yes, that was great. Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was the Spy Hard, Tom Hanks, I played the female lead with Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Leslie Nielsen, that's awesome.
Leslie Nielsen was great. It was a cameo. They were adding in all these cameos, and I got to be in bed with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. Well, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, huh? Quarter point for me on that one. I'll take that quarter point, dude.
And I know you're very active, and you do a lot of activism. In fact, you were at like the airports with the detainees and things with this new Trump stuff, right?
Yeah,
you were there.
Uh-huh.
Like
I was. I've been.
You've done
a lot.
I was
at the tax march.
Yeah,
I was at the women's march last weekend. I went to 3 different protests about animals or tax marches.
Really, yeah. 3 protests? Does that get tiring?
No, I don't. You know, I show up, I make my sign, I show up, but I don't stay all day.
Yeah.
I show up.
You make your own signs.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
You don't have a sign maker.
I love arts and
craft. I don't have a sign.
Do you?
I know some celebrities have their signs made for them.
Really?
You
know.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
She's so sweet.
Well, wait, what do you mean? You mean their PR person?
Yeah, of course.
Sign?
Yeah, I don't even think Amber Rose can spell. She's had some signs, I think, at some events. She can't spell. She doesn't know every letter.
You know, it's the fun of it is to figure out something clever. I'm not particularly clever, but I did. My tax march sign said, read my lips, show me your taxes. Do I get a point for that or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, that was good. Maybe you should have your PR people. No, I'm just kidding. No, that was very good. And you know what? I posted something about her coming in, and I've gotten more than anybody we've had on is a couple people have written me and said she is the nicest person that you will meet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I have it written here. Nice. Nicest person. A lot of people said that. So,
so
your
nice.
Reputation is a very positive one.
Okay. I think I'm going to win here. I got another
point. Wow. So the ego flaring up
ego
a little
flaring.
At the end.
Yes, the competitiveness.
I'm going to change your Yelp review a little bit. I'm going to add a little down to that.
Change mine, dude. You're really ruining me.
Okay.
Okay. We need a final. So at the end, Matt and I each have 30 seconds to convince you why we should be the winner.
Okay,
hold on,
let me think.
Oh, you know what? I'll put some words to Sometimes They Go By. Is that what it's called?
And make it like with a Lifetime movie kind of theme.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's Let a Few Go By.
Let a Few Go By. Okay, how about this? Let's each pitch the show, Let a Few Go By, starring you.
Yo, thank you.
And
I'm playing the lead. Thank God. Finally.
Does that work for you, Matt?
Sure.
Okay. All right, and go. Miss Wall, we would love to have you star in Let a Few Go By, Me and My Drum.
Just turn.
Miss Paul, this story is about an astronaut that
it's
doesn't
want to
get into certain type of space shuttles. So she stays in space and let a few go by. Dun dum 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 dum.
Cut.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
You turned it from.
It started off as a Christmas carol. Then it got kind of gospel-y.
Yeah.
I heard a little country in there because you remembered I love country.
Yep.
It was Little Drummer Boy.
It was not, bro. That's not copywritten stuff, dude.
And
that's,
then you added old Tannenbaum to the end.
Bro. That's a little German at the end. A shout out to the Hall, bro.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That was great. Okay. That was great.
Well, before I do mine.
Before you do your mine, okay. I did once ask David Hasselhoff, like, what would be his last words if he fell off a cliff? And he goes, don't hassle the hall. That was his answer that he thought of on the spot.
That's pretty brilliant.
It was
really
sweet.
Before I do mine, I was holding this off for the win, but we have something in common in that I directed a movie that was bought by Lifetime.
Is that right?
I have a movie on Lifetime.
Yeah, but the
so
problem
you
is
audition.
You didn't.
This is now an audition.
You didn't cast me, so you actually get a point off.
Oh, wait.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's coming back to bite.
There was no beautiful female leads in the script.
What was it called?
Deceit.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a couple.
Deceit.
In Hollywood?
Was it gay men?
No. There was a woman. Emmanuel Shrieky played the part.
I don't know woman? Who she of is. The woman. But I'm sure I could have played it. I'm sorry. You have just deducted a point.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm sorry, but...
We got a big finale here, Matt.
Wait, you get a quarter point for directing a movie for Lifetime, though. And hopefully that'll help you.
But it's the same situation as yours. It wasn't for Lifetime, but it was bought by Lifetime.
Oh,
so it is a Lifetime movie in that sense.
You got a chance to end up in it still, does she? Or it's already been cast?
No, this was about 10 years ago.
Oh, that one. I think I went to some of the set of
that. Yeah, you went to the set of it.
Yeah.
Also stars Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Oh, the future princess.
Future princess.
You never know.
Yeah. First film job.
Wow. Maybe you'll be invited to the wedding.
And I haven't heard from her in a little bit.
Now's the time to hit her up.
Yeah. Well, last time I tried the email bounce back, I don't think it's working anymore.
Well, you need to cast her in a movie quick.
I know. Seriously.
Quick.
Try again at Gmail.
Just and then he'll...
That's what it was.
Let me say this. If you have a celebrity you like, there's a 40% chance that their email address is their name at Gmail.
It is. My that's
is that
my,
right?
My brother everybody is fascinated has it. By that because I've met, you know, and through my directing and whatever, and I've gotten a lot, and it's like first name dot last name at whatever we most of the
what
time.
What if we made a small documentary about that, about just emailing celebrities just called at Gmail?
We just try every celebrity and see whose it really is.
Yeah. That's but what would you, how would you get them to write you back?
Some you'd of them just to, would.
That's a good question.
Corey Feldman wrote me back one time in the middle of the night. Dave Attell wrote me back one night.
Did you do the at gmail.com?
Yeah. You were just.
It was at AOL at the time, and he wrote back.
You just tried Corey Feldman at AOL.
Some gibberish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried a bunch of stars that I like. Some of them
have
been
deceased.
That's
a great idea.
That's funny. Yeah.
But like I just want to, for the record. For the record, mine is not that. I have a Gmail account, but it's under my cat's name. And
okay, well, we can easily find your cat's name on the internet.
Not her whole name. Like, you have to kind of figure it out.
Sorry, your cat has a couple different names.
And your PIN number for your ATM would be?
Minus a quarter point for somebody whose cat has more than one name. Not fair to the cat.
Yeah, that's true. Not very confusing.
Yeah.
Theo, did you ever work with Michael Landon?
No.
Did you ever meet him?
No. But I know his wife because she's a big animal person, Cindy Landon.
How about Kiefer Sutherland? Do you ever like run in? He's a part. A lot of people come on here and have Kiefer Sutherland stories.
I have no. Remember, I'm the one who doesn't drink. Yes. And so
it's so cute.
You know,
it's
when
so
I was modeling I do have a story about cocaine, though, but we're kind of. Can
no,
we tell?
We're not.
Okay,
we're here.
It's about Robert Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Evans, the steak, steak and shake owner?
No.
Robert
Evans. Bob Evans down on the farm is what you're thinking of?
Bob Evans of Diners?
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. No, Robert Evans was a producer in Hollywood
Love
who
story.
Did like Rosemary's Baby.
He's married to Ally McGraw. And
ooh,
they did a documentary about him.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was great. It was fantastic. Hmm.
This is my only sighting of cocaine was that he did seek me out because he saw a film I did called American Flyers and he thought I looked like his ex-wife, Ally McGraw. And so he called me up, and me at age 22 or something was such a wimp. I could never say, just, you know, I don't really want to go out with you. You're older. I just wasn't interested in older men.
A little creepy.
And so I said yes. My. And
that's cute.
And I went to his house, and then we went to some fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills and had lunch, and he went to the bathroom, and when he came back he had white powder on his nose. And I didn't say anything.
The old sugar show, huh?
I didn't say anything, and I was uncomfortable the whole lunch. But then we went back, and he calls me up and he asked me out on another date. Mm. And I finally got up some gumption now, and I said no thank you. And he said, why? And I said, because when you came back from the bathroom, you had white powder on your nose. I said it just like that. And he denied it up and down.
Of course.
But, I mean, he had white powder on his nose, whatever it was. And so that was the only time I've seen cocaine in Hollywood.
What else could it have been, though? I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Snosh?
Maybe a Tums?
Sugar?
Tums. Maybe he's afraid to eat Tums?
Maybe some lemonade that he didn't add water to? I don't know what he's doing.
You never know.
There's
a lot of people
Tums?
Ingesting lemonade, yeah.
You're so sweet.
That's possible.
Now, I didn't accuse him of doing... Well, I guess I did. I just said you had white powder on your nose.
No, that's a fair assumption.
So,
he
could have been anthrax.
Could have
been, you know, like some kind of terrorist thing.
Could have been a mail clerk. Yeah.
Speaking of which, my pitch for Let a Few Go By.
Here we go.
Okay.
You were going to play a detainee that Trump did not let into the country, ooh, who gets stuck at LAX, kind of like Tom Hanks in Terminal, right? Mm. But the thing is, no, you're not at LAX. You're in Alaska. You're at the whatever the Alaska LAX is, and so you're stuck in this terminal. But then you there's a baby that you see by itself. That you grab because you're like, I need a baby, and then you raise the baby.
He's in this movie.
In the terminal.
He's stealing the baby.
He's trying to sell this movie. Right?
I'm there, and then she raises the baby in the terminal, but nobody knows that she lives there.
And I know what it's called.
It's called Let a Few Go By.
Sorry.
And it's because
what am I letting go by, the planes?
No. You're letting the luggage on the wheel as it goes. You let a few go by until you get the one that you want. No?
I'm sorry. Theo's saying his. He gets a point.
A point.
But
oh,
where?
No, no, you get 2 points for singing.
Oh.
Yeah. I just took another point out.
Even
of
though, but you want me to do one in like a Hanukkah song?
Dude, no.
I wanted you to sing.
He should be able to sing. He was raised in a maternity warehouse.
That's true.
Yeah, my dad's singing there.
What does that have to do with singing?
Dude, if I was raised around maternity clothes, I'd be singing all day.
Is your dad a doctor?
No, he made maternity clothes.
Oh.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff and made maternity clothes.
You know? He did. He looked like David Hasselhoff.
Now, that should be a Lifetime movie. That's a Lifetime movie.
Funny. Okay, points.
You know, without my smock. That one's called.
Not without my smock. Okay. All right, well, so then, Miss Paul, you have to total your points up and pick a winner.
And it's okay. I always lose, so it's okay.
Oh, you can't say that.
I've lost most. I've always lost, pretty much.
Well, Matt, you are a winner, but Theo is a super winner.
Oh!
You got 2.5, and Matt had 2.25.
All
it's very
2.5.
You worked hard for those 2.5.
Somebody come rescue me.
What's the largest amount of points you've gotten?
Some people go into the millions sometimes.
Really?
You worked hard for those.
Sell.
Hey,
yeah,
she's a minimalist, and we respect
that's
it.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, so, all right, so we can look forward to a pretty baby coming out.
That's
a perfect
right.
Baby.
Yes.
Perfect baby.
Perfect baby, and also a movie called Say Yes, which I'm going to be shooting next month.
Ooh, yeah. Another.
It's an independent, though. I don't think, no.
No.
I don't think it's.
No earthquakes, no stolen babies.
No. It's a relationship movie.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Say Yes.
Say Yes, yeah.
And I'm assuming you will be seeing the Baywatch movie?
I will. I'm excited. I'm actually going to a screening on the night of that it's opening with the producers and cast and the old cast, you know, all of us old cast getting together and watching it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait,
that'd be fun.
Is like the whole. All the cast coming, getting together, the old cast, or
well, they've been invited, so yeah,
that would be neat. Have you all been in the same room in a long time?
Oh yeah, sure. All of us in the same room? No, but I've been in the same room with Michael Bergen. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Oh,
I'm sure he also.
Poster.
Yeah, he was a Calvin Klein underwear guy.
I'm not kidding. Those were the two, and they had him for that exact reason. I said, "This is the body that I want to attain."
Oh. You know, you should have both David and Michael on at the same time. Michael is hilarious. I know. I laugh so much.
This is interesting. I mean, this has been one of my favorite interviews, I think, probably. And it's just been interesting.
You say that to all of
No, I don't.
You already won, Theo. Jeez.
I know. But I mean it, though.
I lost the second I didn't cast her in my movie.
Oh, whatever, dude. God. Nobody wants to be in that freaking movie about the baby milling around the airport terminal.
In Alaska?
Jesus luggage go Christ. By.
Let a few go by in Alaska. All right, so Theo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay, Theo.
Miss Paul, thank you for coming in. And you live up to your reputation. You are one of the nicest.
You. That's
very
so
sweet.
Nice.
And,
I agree with that. We give you a million points.
You make me feel jaded.
A million points.
Yeah, a million points.
Thank you. Yeah. It was great being on. I was told you were very funny and wonderful, and it was true.
Oh,
thanks.
See, we both win.
Dang. Well, you just made us do this for another like a year now.
Yeah, we were about to cancel the freaking show. Thanks.
No.
No, but we go through times where sometimes we're like, oh man, it's hectic. But then you have times like this where it really makes
it worth it.
Yeah, and you haven't interviewed Cindy Landon yet or David Chokichi, so you still have to hang in there.
We got David Chokichi and Bergen in the same room.
You could. They're friends.
I believe we.
Yeah.
I
I'll write to them both.
Okay. Wow. Oh, you. And by room, I mean my room back at home. I don't mean the podcast studio.
Oh, I see. You know, they're both married, so you'd have to take their wives,
we
too.
We do all our podcasts from my bathtub.
Yeah. I'll babysit the wives. Yeah. You can play the lifeguard.
They're both.
You can play, we'll put a tower.
You can let a few go by. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.